Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I don't know if those people can see the board. Yesterday, we started the teaching on the tabernacle. That is the house of God. That is a teaching of me and you. Because we are the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, each time we talk about it is different. So we cannot repeat yesterday's message. It's not possible. But I believe God has something for us today. Today, I want to talk about something which is still part of that house. But today, I want to talk about the foundation. Many of us do not have the foundation. We are just floating. From Winners to Covenant to anyone will just flow.
You know?
And anyone that comes out, I think there's a new one now. You give them 10,000 one month, in 2 months. In the next month, at the end of the month, they give you 400,000. And some of us are there because we don't have foundation. If we have foundation, we will be strong with God. Amen.
Amen.
We don't need anybody to multiply money for us. Because God meets our need.
Amen.
So, and this foundation is called apostolic doctrine. Or apostolic vision. That's a better way to put it. Apostolic vision. Did he get the interpretation? Apostolic vision. Let's make sure that we are interpreting it correctly. What does apostolic vision mean? What's apostolic?
Let's get the Hebrew Bible.
Acts chapter 2, talking about apostles' doctrine.
Okay.
That was. I think yesterday somebody asked a question too about marriage. Traditional marriage. How it has to do with the house of God?
No, how it has to do with worship.
Okay, worship. Okay, how traditional marriage relates to worship?
It's a different version. It says not all
chapter 2, verse
42.
We mean here is that we are looking at the main road that God wants the child of God to follow in order to fulfill the purpose of God for his life. And so of us call it apostolic vision. Because it is an understanding which connects everything. Everything that God is saying to you is summarized by that understanding. And the main reason why God has called you is to be a son. Now, when God says son, it means woman and man. So a woman is called to be a son of God. A man is also called to be what? A son of God. So son of God is not male or female. It is a condition of the heart. That's what God calls sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
It is a place in God that your soul will rise and come into. Then you function as a son of God. When God made Adam, Adam was male and female in one body. Do you know that?
Huh?
Do you know that? He said male and female created he them. And what did he do? He called them Adam. So God now opened something in Adam and took out the woman. Do you understand? So in Christ, because Adam is the first, is the first Adam, and then Christ is the second Adam. Adam is the
second man and the last Adam.
So God has a way which he's thinking, and we must think like that. So I hear today people are writing a Bible for women and a Bible for men, and some people say a Bible that is neither male or female, all that is confusion. Because God is not male or female. Amen. God is God. So God has called us to be sons of God. So in Christ there is neither male or female. But we know that in the practical manifestation of Christ, yes, we have a man. We have a woman, and also have a woman, and but in the spirit, we are sons of God. So, the biggest ambition that you should have is to be a son of God. It is the biggest. There is nothing beyond being a son of God. Amen.
Amen.
And this son of God is called Christ. Christ is the son of God. Amen.
Amen.
And in Christ, there are two types of people in Christ. The head of Christ. Who is the head of Christ?
Jesus.
I'm listening. Be talking. I'm listening. I'm hearing man. I'm hearing Jesus. I'm hearing God. So the Bible, Christ and man. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 11 that the man is the head of the woman. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. And then that Christ is the head of what?
Christ is the head of man. Good. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of the woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you are not finished. Who is the head of Christ?
God.
Ah. You see, you have got it down. So, God is there. And God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man. And man is the head of woman. Praise God. Amen. So, that is the order. Alright? So, in Christ, there is the head of Christ. And who is that person? Is the man? Yeshua. That is a Hebrew word. But they call him the Greek people. The Greek people have a way of changing names. So they now call him Jesus. Alright? But he's a man. So he is the head of Christ. Okay, now, we have seen the head. Who is the body of Christ? So we have the body. And this body is there many. Some are the hands, some are feet, some are legs. So the body of Christ. That's all. That's the end. There's no Israel Bogu Church. Israel Bogu Church is just a place that we can come to preach. If you people run away and go and join the Amadeus, God will just leave you and go and continue where it's good. Amen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If you just run and enter Amadeus, that is the end. You will just be there. And God will go and do for other people. Amen. So, whether you call yourself Anglican or Redeemed or whatever else, all those ones are. It's not the body of Christ. The body of Christ are the individuals. Amen. Good. So, God will always allow an assembly to come to be. And if they desire God, then God will come to them. But if he stops seeking God, God goes his own. Because he's looking for a body. God wants a body, a people that will express him. Because you can see, the head of Christ is God. So God wants to express himself in Christ. The Bible says, Jesus, Colossians chapter 2, let's somebody read it, 2:9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus. That's Emmanuel, is it not? God in man. Have you seen it? Read now, read it. If you see it, read. If you see it, read. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Someone should be reading for us in Igbo. Okay. No. Nice. So all he's saying that that word is Ozuzu, not Ozuzu. Ozuzu. That means the complete, the fullness of God. Amen. So when God speaks of the sons of God to be a son of God is a man who is the house of God. Do you understand? A son of God is someone that is a vessel for God to fill up. Do you understand? That's a son of God. He's not someone that has two heads. How many heads did Jesus have?
One.
How many heads do you have?
One.
One. Amen. Amen. So where Jesus went, you
also
go. Do you know why? Because it's the same spirit that was in Jesus. It's the same spirit that is in you. So if Jesus overcame, then you must also overcome. Why would you overcome? Because by my spirit, not by power. not by might, but by my spirit. Amen. So you overcome by the spirit. The Bible says that you mortify the deeds of the flesh, but by the spirit of God that is in you. Amen. So the apostolic vision means the total summary of what God wants you to be. What God has promised you to be is that God wants you to be a son of God. If somebody, if God says somebody should be a minister of God, it doesn't mean being a minister of God is to help other people to become sons of God and to also help yourself to become a son of God. So it's not bigger than being a son of God. So if you are a son of God, I am a son of God, what are we? We are brothers. We are brothers. Amen. So the biggest call God has is that you should be a brother of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A son of God. To be part of the family of God. To be part of the commonwealth of Israel, is it not?
Amen.
To be part of the kingdom of God. See, it's becoming bigger and bigger. There is nothing bigger than it. It's the highest title. Amen.
Amen.
So, if there are some of you here now who, okay, maybe they say you are a leader. Being a leader means you, first of all, you have been called to be a son of God, one. And to help other people become sons of God. And all of you are brethren. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, you don't have one big brother and another small brother. No, all of us are brothers. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
And then we have one big brother. There's only one big brother. Do you know he's here now?
Yes.
He's here. Amen. When you gather together, he is there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, okay, so now you don't have a leadership as it were, but you will have. But whether you have leadership or not, the leader is already here. And it's Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you have any problem, all you do is ask him, what should we do? And he will tell you what to do. Even when the leaders come, they must learn how to also ask. And not to take the place. Do you understand? That is the calling to be a son of God. It is bigger than being an apostle. Bigger than being a teacher. It's bigger than being a man of God. Or anything, any title. Or bishop. Or pope. The biggest title you can get is to be. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And in the tabernacle, see that tabernacle I drew yesterday? The longest, when you see this tabernacle, it tells you the longest dimension is what? 100. There's another one here, 50. There's another one, 50. There's nothing beyond the 100. There's nothing beyond the 100. So in God, we know that there is no title beyond being a son. Amen.
Amen.
So if the devil come and says, oh yeah, come, I will make you a pastor. I said, it's too low for me. He said, come, I will make you an apostle. Too low. He said, I will make you the bishop of Mbise. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I already have a big one. What's the big one? God has called me to be what? A son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be a brother of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, when Abraham was 100 years old, that's when he had a son. Abraham had the son. What's the name of the son?
Isaac.
See? So, when you're reading your Bible, you'll be seeing some numbers. Those numbers, they are speaking something to you. It's not just there for fans. Why is it that Abraham did not have a son when he was younger? Because when he was 100, that he had a son. You understand? So he's speaking of sonship. Amen. So 100 is the number of sonship. Now, if you look at the number 100, you see, when you see one means one stands for God. Eh? Because God is one God. Is it not one God? Eh?
Yes.
Okay, you are one person. Are you two people? God, are you two people?
Nah.
You are one.
Because we are created in the image of God. Is it not? Yes. Amen. So there is one God. And there is one brother, is it? Not two brother, is it? Amen. But inside God, God has manifested himself to us in three parts. Huh? You have the Father, you have the Son, you have the Holy Spirit. Three. So you look at Brother Eze, what do you have? You see his body. Is that all that is in Brother Eze? You have his soul, which you cannot see. And then you have his own spirit. Amen. And this spirit, that his spirit, is joined to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is joined to the Father and the Son. Amen. So as you are here now, you are connected to heaven. Hallelujah. Okay, let's draw it on the board. So you see, the Father, this one stands for the Father. This one stands for the Son. This one stands for the Holy Spirit. This is the spirit of Brother Eze. Who is S-E? Then you have S-S is the soul of Brother Eze. Then you have another one. You have the body of Brother Eze. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So see, as you're here now, there is a part of you in heaven.
Amen.
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 So when somebody is looking at you and says, it's not you, say, no, don't be talking to me anyhow. I'm in control, I'm in connection. I have a connection to heaven. I have a connection to headquarters. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The soul, this is the spirit of Eze. This is the soul. Okay, so let's put spirit. And then S-O. S-O. And then the body. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that this is the temple of God? Amen.
Amen.
So there are two temples. There is a physical temple. That one is trying to come up. But the real temple is what? It's you. Hallelujah. It's the temple of God. It's a spiritual temple. It's a spiritual house. Hallelujah. Because God is dwelling. Can you see God? So when God wants to do anything, all he needs to do is do what? Is to flow. So life is flowing from the Father to the Son, to the Spirit, to your spirit, to your soul, to the world, and then to the whole world. Amen. And this is what is Ezabogu. You see how God is coming to Ezabogu through you. Amen. So if God wants to do something in Ezabogu, it's through you. If God wants to speak to anybody here, it's through you. Because all he needs to do is to flow down. Hallelujah. So God has called you to be a partaker of something very glorious. Something very wonderful. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for we are fearfully and wonderfully. Yeah. That's what you're looking at. And God has called us to be sons of brothers of Jesus Christ. Partakers of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So say, the Bible says Christ the first fruit. Then the body. Hallelujah. And he said the body, he uses the word, he said they that are Christ. Christ means those who are possessed by the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We won't talk about that one today. It's for another day. But I want you to know that there is a Spirit of Christ. When the Spirit of Christ comes, it's coming to possess everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to take over your spirit. See, your spirit is taking over. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God takes over your spirit. He has not finished, so he says a deposit. Yeah? He has bought a car. You know, you are buying a car, you give money. So God wants to take you over. Christ wants to take you over. So he, first of all, takes your spirit. We call it baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. From there, he's coming to take over the soul. Huh? He's come to take over the soul. Yeah, that's a different one. See? And that is what is happening now. We are in the place where Christ has taken over the spirit. Now he's taken over our mind, our emotions, our desire, and our will. Those four parts. Amen. And from there, he's going to take over the whole body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And very soon, this body will become a spiritual body. You don't need done. Just go where you're going. Was that true?
Yes.
When Jesus resurrected, they just knocked the door, they just passed the grace. Go and go. The same body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because the body, this body is going to change very soon. All the hypertension and diarrhea, a lot of them will just vanish. In fact, right now they are vanishing. You know.
Amen.
If you have faith, in fact you will blast all of them.
Amen.
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 Amen. So don't go there every day. If you are sick and you be sick, you that's it. You say this is my sickness. You don't have any sickness. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says that you might be in hell and prosper in hell. As you walk, so must prosper. So, if your soul begins to come up, your body will also follow it and say, oh yeah, you can carry me, let me be going. All of us will be going into health.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, there's a difference between healing and health. Some people will be like healing. I have a headache, pray for me. My leg is do so and so and so, pray for me. That's a low level. There's another level called health. That means the life of God is giving life always to your body. Amen. You are in health. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where God wants you to come to. Hallelujah. You begin to walk in health and goodness and healthiness of the body.
Amen.
You don't need money to be healthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We went somewhere. See, young boys have potential everywhere. What's going on? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's not whether you are young or you are old. It is a spiritual place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a place in God. Hallelujah. Where God begins to sustain your life, sustain your body. Hallelujah. So we are speaking about the vision. What God wants to do through you. Can you see that this thing cannot be sold for money? I cannot sell it. Do you want to sell it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Paul said, what did Paul say? That I have counted all things what? But dung. That I may what? Win Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, everything that was given to me, that I might win Christ. Because you know that Christ is that body of people. Those men, those human beings that I have allowed the Spirit of Christ to take possess them. Because the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of adoption. Don't you understand?
Yes,
sir. Amen. The Spirit of Christ comes into you to make you a son of God. Hallelujah. Do you know you cannot be a human being without having a spirit? It's the spirit that makes it different from the dog. The dog has feeling, has emotion, has desire. But the dog does not have a spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So when some rascal will say you and dog are the same, I said, no, I cannot be the same. Because there is something I have that the dog doesn't have.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hear some people are not marrying dog. You know, you take it, you go to meet judge. Now, this is my dog, it's not my husband. I am married. His name is Peter. My name is Anne. So Peter dog marries Anne. Imagine. It's happening now. Amen. And God is allowing it to show the foolishness of man. Hallelujah. Amen. That God has made you higher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you have a spirit in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, you cannot become a son of God without the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's why you must receive the Spirit. Romans says, if you do not have the Spirit of God, you are none of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Spirit of God that makes you a son of God.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what is going on? That Spirit has to come into you. The Spirit of God must come into you and will begin to possess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will possess your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why the baptism of the Holy Ghost is very important. So I don't know if there's anybody here who is not baptized in the Holy Ghost. You are born again, you must be baptized. We'll talk about it in a minute. We'll come there in a minute. Okay? But even now, when you have been baptized, the next territory to be overcome is what? It's your soul. So you see, one is the spirit, two, your soul, three, your body. And one, your spirit, two, your soul, three, your body. Good. And God wants to take over the whole purpose. Amen.
Amen.
That's God's calling for you. Anywhere you go to, what anybody is telling you, if person is not telling you this one, say, wait first. I want to hear what God is telling you. See, this is the gold medal. This is. It's the summary of what God is saying. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what has happened is that in the church, some people say they are born again. When you are born again means that the life of God comes into you. Your spirit, soul, and body that was lifeless, that didn't have any connection with God. Huh? There was a block. Where's the block? You see, when you are not born again, there is a block here. There's a block. You are doing your own thing. Smoke, drink, fight, do everything. Amen.
Amen.
You are lost. You don't know God. God doesn't know you. In fact, some people can even say there is no God. Do you blame him? Because the man doesn't know that there is God. Amen. He's lost. But when the blood of Jesus comes, Amen. What do you think is going to happen? This river starts flowing again. Amen. They will talk about the light. The light now shines. Hallelujah. Faith is no longer blind. And Jesus said, except you are born again, you cannot see. Amen. You see, the person now can see. He can see the kingdom. I have a Father. Amen. I have a God in heaven. Amen. I'm part of the kingdom of God. If I anything I ask God, he will do for me. And you begin to enjoy and run around. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, the job has not yet been done. Because the person has the spirit. Something must happen to the spirit. Say amen.
Amen.
Something must happen to his soul. Something must happen to the body. That is the apostolic vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, some people, they say they're born again. Say, I'm going to heaven. Hey. Oh, yeah, look at this now. Okay, which heaven are you going to? You just know that God is your father. You meet one small boy, you say, hey, who are you? Say, whosoever is my father. Hey. Okay, then. But you don't know anything about God, whosoever. You don't know him personally. You are not looking like him. You don't talk like him. You don't behave like him.
Yeah.
Would you accept that one?
He
says he's a bastard. Amen. He says it's not my own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be a son, you must look like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that the real you is your soul. Because when the man dies, you know what happens? The spirit say, oh, yeah, bye bye, your soul, bye bye. I'm going back to God. Hallelujah. The other one down say, oh boy. He says, it's over. We are going back into the ground. Eh? Say, I came from the ground, I'm going back. Say, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Amen. It's only remaining the soul. The soul that all of you have gone. Oh, yeah, let me go to God. So the soul goes to God for judgment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So do you get it? The spirit goes back to God. Because the spirit is given to you to connect you to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why the body is given to the soul? So that the soul can live on earth and be in this book. Because Moses says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Amen. You came from God and you're going back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that? A lot from Israel book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's only this body tying you down to yourself. Don't you understand? How dare you say you are in the same man? How dare you say you are in the same man? You are not in the same man. You are from Zion. You are from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And when they remove the body, so say, I'm free. I'm going back to God. In fact, the psalmist says, and I fly away. Is it not in your life? This one will fly. Just go back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As we are here now, some of you are in the market. You are still have flown to the market. Is that also? How much more flying to God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the church is rising. The church is rising. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're no longer where we used to be.
So
we are now understanding who we are. We are now understanding our place in God. That we are called to be sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We look like God outside. And God is making to look like God inside. So we are made in his image physical. And we are being made in his likeness inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to be sons of God, you must be God inside and God outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are looking at the pattern of how God wants to come to you. And I was going to explain something. That a lot of people, when they are born again, they run away. They say, I'm going to heaven. I don't want anything again. I have got everything. You're not even standing there. You're running away. You need to come back to God. And you say, God, my spirit, I must receive the energy of God. The power of God. You say, God, I want to be your house. And the Bible says that the fullness of the Godhead comes into your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is such a wonderful experience that you start to speak in tongues. Because the energy of God comes into your spirit is like a battery. The Bible says that the spirit of man is what? The candle. It's like a candle. You know what is a candle? It's a light source. It's a power source. I want you to know that there is a power source in you. Amen.
Amen.
You see the sun? See what the sun is doing? every darkness has run away. The Bible said that the Son of Righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Will arise in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if the sun is arising in you, you cannot be depressed. Say, oh, this one is happening, this one, because there is an energy that is arising in you. Hallelujah. There's a sun. There's a radiation of the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The days are coming when the power of God will be radiated.
Yes.
It was happening in the time of Jesus and the Paul and Peter. Eh? Even their physical cloth was affected. Touch it, you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the sun has the energy of radiation. It doesn't argue with anybody.
Yes.
You can feel the power of the sun. What God is giving to us is more than the sun.
Yes.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So when Jesus opened himself, he just opened his mouth. The Bible said that his whole body changed. More than the brightness of the midday sun. Do you understand?
Yes.
And then when you close it, you enter the gate like closing. Church has not yet started.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a place we are going to. When we finish, the devil will not be found anywhere on earth.
Hallelujah.
We'll be looking for him. And he said, no, this will go that mad to go now. Let me run away. The Bible said that the church will bind the devil and put him in hell.
Yes. Amen.
Do you know why? Because the energy has come. We have learned how to open it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the glory of God is now coming out. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? So the church is rising. So in your mind, you have to remove all these Anglican Methodist things. That's not church. Hallelujah. We're talking about sons of God. We're talking about the power of God. We're speaking of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all that is within. So glory of God is descending. First into your spirit. It's coming down next to the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we speak of body, remember your mind. The emotion. So don't you must open everything. I say, God, take over the whole place. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we are changing from glory to glory. From level to level. And levels are changing.
Yeah.
Levels are changing. Before I used to have 10,000, now I have 1,000,000. No, that's not the level that is changing. Amen.
Amen.
The level changes that before I used to walk in the low place, now I'm in a high place. Before I was a babe, now I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Levels are going to change. Amen.
Amen.
You will decide whether you are going to be part of that level. Hallelujah. If I was defeated, I'm no longer defeated. I cannot be defeated. I cannot be put down. Why? One reason. Because I have something. There is a connection to the heaven. Obviously, the spirit of man is a candle.
Yes.
Giving light to all every part of the soul. Don't you understand? So the soul is being enlightened, being brightened. Amen.
Amen.
So, when we are born again, we need to move on in God. We need to press on in God. Hallelujah. And you know, when we are born again, we talked about that first experience. We call it the altar. There's another experience. Is a place of baptism. Is a place of consecration. And it's a place of sanctification. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are born again, you must go. The next thing you must do is to do what? Baptist. Come to baptism. And there are three types of baptism. The first baptism is for the body. Because there are three parts of you, is it not? All the parts of you must be baptized. So the first baptism is for the body. And it's a brother, one of their brothers that will baptize you. So if you are here, you are born again, not baptized. You must carry, what's the nearest river? You must go to that river and get baptized. You must go to the nearest river and you must be baptized.
Amen.
You put you inside. It means that the old life is dead. The old person is dead. And they bring you out. You have become a new person. It's a symbol that the old has gone and the new has come. The old was a carnal man. The old was an invisible man. This new man is a heavenly man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one is going to be the Son of God.
Amen.
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 That's why, that's the power of baptism.
Amen.
Old is gone, new has come. Hallelujah. So it speaks of death and burial and resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Now, after that, it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, where the Spirit of God comes into your spirit. Where your spirit is taken into Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And when that happens, people speak in tongues, they have visions, they have dreams, they are gifts of the Spirit, you know, and all that. Or have visions. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and that's also an important experience that we must go through. So you can see the body has been baptized, the spirit has been baptized. There's one more, and that is the baptism of the soul. Amen. Some people call it the baptism into Christ.
Amen.
Where your mind, your emotion is now being brought.
Oh, hallelujah.
And that brings you into a new experience. And that is the experience of the holy place.
Amen.
Holy place. Here is the altar court. Amen.
Amen.
And in this place, there are two experiences. You have something called a lampstand, a lamp, or a place of light. Alright. And then the other one called a table. A table. Where there are 12 loaves of bread. Amen.
Amen.
That's bread. Amen.
Amen.
And then there's another altar here. But this altar is made of gold. There's another altar. So, an altar of gold. Amen. The golden altar. This golden altar is your soul. Now, and this brazen altar is also your soul. Amen. So you can see your soul is going from one level to another. Amen. But if you say you don't want to go forward, you go back.
Amen.
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 So the Bible says we are not of them that draw back.
Yes.
We are of those that do what? Press on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is another experience for your soul. Don't you understand? This is a box now. Your soul will now become a box. This soul now becomes a box. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Inside that box will be three things. The first one is what? It's the table of the covenant. So it's which one came first? It was the tables of the covenant. tables of covenant. Then there's a pot of manna here. There's a Aaron's pot.
Aaron's rod.
Aaron's rod, not pot of manna. And then Aaron's rod. Aaron's rod. Eh? It's actually the tree of life. Hmm? Amen.
Amen.
You know, Adam, you say Adam, you should take part of the tree of life. Because you see now, you are going back. You have now done what Adam didn't do. Amen.
Amen.
You now have this tree of life that is within. Amen.
Amen.
So see, this is where God is waiting for you. So God says, I will meet you between the wings of the cherubim. Cherubim. Because your soul has now become cherubim. Don't you understand? You see where you are coming from? Before, you were a priest of Baal. Priest. Huh? See your soul here as a priest. Before, you were a priest in darkness.
Prince in darkness.
Or prince of darkness. Or prince of Baal. Anyone. Amen. Just do anything you want to do. We can see your soul becomes that to a place of judgment. The soul comes to baptism. That soul is consecrated. And every day they are washing it, they're becoming cleaner, so it's being sanctified. Amen. And then because it is sanctified and clean, it can now enter. It's now baptized. It's now being brought in by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that soul is blind. Doesn't know God. Doesn't see God. That soul has been depending on physical eyes to and his ears, the physical senses to operate. That soul has been depending on the body. As the carnal.
Amen.
But now it begins to see in the spirit. Begin to hear in the spirit.
Amen.
He's now relating with the realm of the spirit. So all the witches and wizards in this book will surround me. There is a madman. There are some madmen that are meeting in those of us. All the things that they have been doing which we didn't know now, nothing to hide anymore. No more hiding. Amen.
Amen.
Because you see, anything they want to, before they even talk of it, God has already exposed everything. Because you are now seeing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're no longer blind. You are now seeing the Spirit. Hearing. Hallelujah. You can see the presence of God. And you can also see the devil when he's walking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then you have come to the place of a feast, like we're having a feast now. Amen. Begin to feast on the word of God. Begin to feast on Christ. Christ comes to you and he's ministering to you. Amen. You are cooking soup that they very like. They're cooking that soup. And the Spirit of God is ministering to you. Amen. So just allow me to finish this soup for the very, then I will go and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You are in the market. The Spirit of God is talking to you. Sometimes you speak to God. They say, what did you say? Say, don't worry. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are now connected to heaven. You are now seeing radio heaven, television heaven. God is showing you vision. God is showing you things. You are hearing voices, seeing things.
Amen.
You don't need physical television because now you are connected straight to Zion Radio. Zion TV. Amen. Hallelujah. I see that soul now is maturing to be a son of God. Don't you understand? No longer a child. Now knows the things of God. Now knows the mind of God. He's now responding. He's now relating to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That soul is now ready to be a bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that's why the Bible says here there are rings. Huh? there are rings. Ring means ready for marriage. Amen. Not just rings. You have crowns. You have a crown. That means that son has, that soul has become, come to maturity. Now reigning in Christ. Not for it today, rising up tomorrow. God, I'm sorry today. God, I'm sorry tomorrow. God, I'm sorry today. Amen.
Amen.
That soul is overcoming. That soul has matured. Deliver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, he's ready. And he's ready to move in. So that the high priest will carry it and enter. And when he enters, he becomes incorporated into this act.
Hallelujah.
And there is, you know, sweet aroma, because that the offering here is the offering of incense. Amen. Sweet. Your life is an aroma. Sweet.
Amen.
God like God is God, your life is a pleasing to God. Just, when God thinks of you, he just step away with you, dash you money. Hallelujah. When God he thinks about you, say, what would I like to do to this brother? You just dance, do things for you, amen. Do miracles for you. Because your life is so sweet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes he begins to boast. He say, have you seen Job? The devil said, don't mind him. He said, hey, you want to go? Oh, yeah, go now. The man will knock you away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because you are growing to be a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are becoming manifested as a son. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. And you know, when you are in that kind of condition, God can allow some things to happen to you. Some good things, sometimes some bad things. Bible says, many are the affliction.
Oh, yes.
Eh? Why? Because you are a son. So he will allow a lot of things to come. Because you know that the Lord will deliver you from them all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you see trouble coming, you start laughing. You laugh at trouble. He said, in everything you give thanks. He said, this one will be a blessing also. Amen. Others say, that it's going to be trouble. He said, no, it's a blessing. Because all things will work together. Because you are growing to be a son. You understand the mind of God. You can see the plan of, you can see the hand of God in the things that are happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is the part of the apostolic vision. And in all that God is doing, God wants to produce three characters in your soul. Three main characters of Christ. Yes, what's that first character? Is the character of the law of God. In fact, and that law is the law of a new covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that one is written deep in your soul, in your conscience. Deep down. Because you don't look, I'm going to make a new covenant. Not like the first one. I was writing on paper. Writing on clay. That is old. Yeah, I have a new table. Who is the new table? It is your heart, not Jesus, it's your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God wants to write for you. God writes on you when you are in trouble. When you feel lost, when you feel God has forsaken you, that's when God is writing upon you. Amen.
Amen.
The law of God is being written. When God is dealing with you, he's writing upon you. New covenant. When you obey God despite hardship.
Amen.
He told Moses, bring Abraham, your only son.
Hallelujah.
And God said, obeying God is more than this son. Even though this is my only son, I love God more than this man. And he gave God. God said, now I know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it was, that is one of the laws that was written in deep. A deep covenant.
Hallelujah.
And God said, I will put my law in the inward part. He says, in the inward part, you shall make me to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to go deep down to where you live. In your heart. So you must open up. Swing wide the everlasting door. Let the King of Glory come in. Hallelujah. Go to write something. Go to write His blood. Where you obey God, not because you are being forced. But it is a nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the new law. You see that the Gentiles who did not know God, they were doing the law of God. Why? Because there is another law of it. I want to tell you there is a higher law. It is a law of the Spirit. There is another law that is working now. It is the law of death. It is the law of sin and death. Because the man said, the things I don't want to do, I do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The evil I don't want to do, I am doing. Because there is a law of darkness that is written. When Adam died, when Adam sinned, the law of darkness was written. But God is removing it. And He's putting a new law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is called the tables of the covenant. Say, I will put my law in the inward part. How can God put a law when you have not offered in your heart? That's why the biggest offering you can bring to God is the offering of God. So God says, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. And someone says, my heart, O Lord, I will give to you. The biggest offering you can make to God is not money. It's not working for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can give God your heart 24 hours. You don't need money. Do you need money to give God your heart? Do you need to be a rich man to give God your heart? Do you need to be a millionaire to give God your heart? Everybody can bring an offering to God. Hallelujah. So in whatever condition you are, God, you can bring an offering to God. And that is the offering of God. And it is the highest offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the second one is the principle of energy and strength and provision.
The second character.
And the second character of Christ that didn't walk. And that is the golden pot of manna. Manna means provision.
Manna.
It is the bread of heaven. It is the energy of heaven. It is the provision of heaven. It is angel's food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said He will give it to you.
Yes.
It's called hidden manna.
Yes.
It's not common. It's not found in a KSA book.
Amen.
We find it in the heaven market. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ,
yes.
You can find that.
Yes.
What you cannot do naturally. In God, there's a provision. Hallelujah. You know, Elijah ate that kind of manna. And for 40 days, he was going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's called the golden pot of manna. And then lastly, is Aaron's rod. Aaron's rod. Rod means authority. Amen.
Amen.
That is, you say, I don't want to commit sin. And there is strength in you to not to do it. Amen. That's what Aaron's rod. That is the authority to overcome darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see, it was a stick that was dry, now became green. That is resurrection life. That is the resurrection life of Christ. This stick that was dry has now become green.
Amen.
That's the testimony of your life that was dry.
Amen.
I want to tell you that if your life has been dry, you are not an abandoned project. You can become green.
Yeah.
There will be leaves. Amen.
Amen.
Leaves everywhere.
Life.
Let me give you the secret of life. The secret of life is what?
Righteousness.
Bible says that in the way of righteousness is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man that is walking in righteousness, there be life. Do you know the evidence of life? Growth. Anything that is living must grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It must, there must be ability to respond to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, when there is no growth, though, you're there for the same place for 5 years now, you're there. Go and check it, there is something wrong. So. Because everything in God's will. God said, in Christ, all shall be made alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The secret of life is righteousness. If your heart is righteous, life will come out of it. It will be a tree of life. It will be a well of life. Rivers of life will flow. When you come into a death condition, life comes into it. The people are quarreling. If they marry into the family, peace comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come into the situation, peace comes. That is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we're just looking at a summary of the apostolic doctrine.
Amen.
And what is it about? God wants you to be a son.
Amen.
God wants your soul to mature in Him to become a son. When you come into Christ, you come as a babe. Paul said, I have fed you with milk. Hallelujah. But God wants you to grow to the point where you become a son of God. When the fullness of the Spirit of Christ is fully manifested in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm going to stop at this point. I know I've said so many things. Maybe some of you may have questions to ask. But I just say to stop at this time, and then we will pray and to respond to God. And then, if there are questions, I want us to go back again to the things we have said, so that you make sure you understand it. Because what we have tried to do is to give you a vision. Because the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people. If you don't have a vision, you will not have a direction. And as a believer, you must have a direction. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 So we can pray.